M'lady, we have several problems.
Cecilia nodded, trying for a cool, distancing expression. That and a straight back usually dissuaded complainers.
We've had a death among the crew. Environmental technician Ickland.
What? A heart attack? A stroke? Despite her determination not to react, Cecilia felt her heart lurch in her chest. Harris had tried to think of a non-threatening way to tell her employer, considering how old the woman was, but had not come up with anything better than the bald truth.
No, Lady Cecilia. He died of hydrogen sulfide poisoning, the result of opening a sludge tank without protective gear. In addition, another crewman is suffering severe inhalation injury from the same source.
But all we have is a med box. Cecilia felt as if she had just fallen off at a gallop. A crewman dead and another sick. Was this what came of hiring an ex-military captain? She tried to remember the specifics of the medical unit.
It's a standard industrial pollutant. The unit has the right medications and the right software to treat him. I checked that, of course, before coming to you.
Cecilia realized she'd slumped and straightened again.
I'm very sorry to have given you this shock. Perhaps I should call someone?
Cecilia recognized someone giving her time to pull herself together, and was caught between resentment and gratitude. She struggled with the mix of emotions and tried to think clearly.
I've never lost a crew member before. Not since I've owned the Sweet Delight. Poison gas from the sludge tank, you said? Has someone put something in it?
Harris recognized the attempt for what it was, and masked her amusement that anyone, even a rich old lady, could travel in space and not know the most common and deadly of the environmental byproducts.
No, m'lady. Sludge generates several toxic gases which are normally converted into harmless chemicals used in your ponics sections when the environmental system is functioning smoothly. This isn't sabotage, just a mishap. Ickland apparently decided to open the tank without proper protective gear, and Timmons tried to rescue him, but hadn't sealed his own helmet.
Then who saved Timmons?
I did.
Cecilia's eyes widened.
I had told them I would inspect the system, and they were to meet me, properly suited, at the access bay. Instead, I don't know why Ickland didn't wear his suit or why Timmons didn't wear his helmet, but I will find out.
Very well, Captain. I will expect to hear more from you tomorrow.
That's not quite all.
What? Is something else wrong?
I realize that you just had this vessel redecorated, and it must have been expensive.
My sister did that. What of it?
Well, your main environmental system is overloaded. That's why I was going to inspect the system. It was not functioning to specifications. Your former captain did not have the system purged and recharged at the correct intervals.
He must have. I remember the bills for it.
Cecilia called up her accounting software.
There it is. Diklos and Sons, refitting general, Backlin Station.
Sorry, m'lady. You got the bill, but the work wasn't done. I could see that from the sludge tank Ickland had opened. And since then, I've had the other moles, environmental techs, check the filter and culture chambers. It's a mess. The sulfur cycle's in trouble, and that impacts your nitrogen uptake in hydroponics. It isn't presently dangerous, but it will require some caution until we reach a refitting station. My recommendation would be to do that as soon as possible. By choosing a different set of jump points, we can be at your chosen destination only one day after your request.
You didn't find this out before we left?
No, m'lady, I didn't.
Cecilia waited for the excuse that she herself had rushed their departure, but it didn't come. Her captain had no expression at all.
Initially, I accepted the log showing that the purge and recharge had been done, and the fresh inspection stickers. You are quite right that I should not have done that. Logs have been faked before, even in the regular space service. But I noticed an anomaly in the data stream 2 days ago and began tracking it down. Your moles, sorry, ma'am, your environmental technicians, claimed it was your gardener's fault. But the plain fact is the work wasn't done. I believe it will be possible to document that and get a refund from Diklos and Sons. Your reputation should help.
Oh. Yes.
Cecilia had been ready for evasions and excuses, and her captain's forthright acceptance of blame surprised her.
I realize, m'lady, that one reason you changed captains is that your former one could not keep to your schedule. But in this instance, I feel that your safety requires an emergency repair of the system.
I thought that I had specified an environmental system far larger than I'd ever need, just in case something went wrong.
Yes, m'lady, you did. But with your present guests and their personal servants, that limit has been exceeded. And with the degradation of performance of the system and the lack of refitting capabilities at Lord Thornbuckle's, it would be most unwise to proceed without repair.
And that will take...
6 days to the nearest refitting facility, I'd trust. 2 days docked, and with a reasonable course and drive performance, we should be, as I said, just 1 day late at your destination.
I suppose that's better than the 8 days late I had before, which landed me with young Ronnie because I wasn't there to argue hard enough and loud enough. Oh, very well. Do what you think best. You're the captain. Her captain didn't leave, merely stood there. What else?
I strongly recommend some restrictions in the next 6 days. At present, we have no shipwide emergency, but I would prefer to prevent one.
But it's only 6 days. You're really worried. To Cecilia's surprise, her captain smiled slightly.
Yes, and I cannot justify it by the data alone. But although I've been on the ship only a short time, there's a feel of something wrong.
Intuition in a fleet officer?
Just so. Intuition I have learned not to ignore. I am instituting quite severe restrictions in crew activities, and I strongly recommend them for your staff and guests as well.
Such as?
A change in diet to minimize sulfur and nitrogen loading of the system. For 6 days, the loss of muscle mass or conditioning from a low-protein diet should not cause any distress. And if you have someone with special needs, that, of course, can be accommodated. Restrictions in water use to include the exercise pool, since that water is cycled through the same systems, and organic compounds inevitably end up in it. The, gardens will need to be handled as part of the regular environmental system as well.
The gardeners will love that. Cecilia thought of her pet equids with a pang. They would have to go. Perhaps she could flash freeze them, but it was always chancy. And the beautiful flowers, the fresh fruits and vegetables, they would have to restock or eat preserved food all the way to Bunny's.
Sorry, m'lady, but the environmental tech's excuse for letting the system go outside nominal is that your gardeners had requested a particularly high sulfur effluent for some special crop.
I see. So, we're to arrive at some shipyard, hungry, thirsty, dirty, and bored.
But healthy and alive, yes.
Cecilia's heart sank. She could imagine what Ronnie and his friends were going to say about this. It had been bad enough already. For a moment, she was tempted to let go in one of the towering rages of her youth, but she was beyond that now. She had no energy for that kind of explosion.
Oh, very well. If you enter the specifications, I will inform staff and the others.
Thank you, m'lady.
Her captain's face looked as if it might be intending an apology, but she did not then apologize. She gave a curious stiff nod and went out quickly. Cecilia called Cook. She might as well get on with it. Tacoman Rhodes occupied a location that made it ideal for refitting deep space vessels and little else. Not even the most ship-fevered spacer would choose for recreation the bleak, cold planet the station circled. Farther in system, Maris offered sweet, shallow oceans, and Galmarung spectacular peaks and glaciers. But Tacoman Rhodes offered reasonable proximity to 4 mapped jump nodes, one of them apparently bound to the planet. Harris had stopped there with a battle group once and been impressed by the size of the fixtures and the quality of the crews. The Sweet Delight had communications equipment only just inferior to that of the cruiser Harris had left. She could pop a message just as they left FTL flight, and it would arrive well before them, given the necessary deceleration of the yacht. Mr. Gavin, still gray around the gills from her lecture and Icklin's death, and the very close shave with Timmons, presented her with his estimate of the work to be done, down to the specifications for every component fastener. She took that estimate to the moles themselves, and when they would have initialed it without discussion, she insisted on going over every item with them.
I'm sure Mr. Gavin is right.
I'm not.
Harris was past worrying about Gavin's reputation with the moles. She was far more concerned with getting the yacht safely to refitting and back out as quickly as possible.
I guess you want us to look this stuff up in the manual.
I want you to do your jobs, Clegan. If you are not sure, of course you must look up the specs.
Well, I do, but...
Then is this correct or not? Don't hedge about, mister.
Harris wondered, not for the first time, how Lady Cecilia had survived so many years with incompetence manning her yacht. Did rich people not even know the difference? She supposed not. A shiny surface would satisfy them, even if it covered decay.
Yes.
Harris nodded. She would hold him to it. At the end of this voyage, she would suggest to Lady Cecilia, no, she would insist, that she replace the least competent of the crew. In fact, with Icklin dead, perhaps they could find someone competent at Tacoman Roads. The refitting specifications all went into the message capsule, along with Lady Cecilia's credit authorization. By the time the Sweet Delight had come within a light hour of the Tacoman Roads, the refitters had had time to ready their equipment, unpack the necessary parts, and shift their workload to accommodate a rush job. Or so they should have. The first message Harris received began by explaining how impossible it would be to do the work at all, and the next, a day later, argued that it could be done, but not within the time limit she had specified. Harris took none of these to Lady Cecilia. Refitting was her responsibility, and she knew already that a yacht owner, like an admiral, doesn't want to hear about problems that can be solved at a lower level. Besides, arguing with refitting had been a normal part of her duties as a cruiser captain. Those who didn't argue went to the bottom of the stack and got leftover parts. She fired back her own messages as fast as the uncooperative ones came in, pointing out Lady Cecilia's holdings in the companies whose ships formed a large part of Valarson and Company Limited's work. Alienating a major shareholder could have a negative impact on future contracts. She ignored, as beneath her notice, the long list of other work that would run overtime if Lady Cecilia's were done. The refitters capitulated, finally, in the last message received a half hour before docking, when a station tug already had a firm grip on the Sweet Delight's bustle. Harris watched the docking critically. She had no real confidence in their pilot, and luckily no need for it. The station's AI had no glitches as it eased them to berth 78. Harris opened the connection and nodded at the bulky man in a dark gray shipsuit uniform.
I hope you're satisfied. Shifting a dozen jobs for you we have. Gonna lose a bonus on one of them.
I shall be satisfied when our work is complete, correct, and prompt.
I have your specs. They're as foul as you claim your bilges are.
I'm not surprised. We had non-conformance at the last maintenance before I took this ship. It's my guess it hasn't met the original specs in years. When will your crew board?
They're waiting at your access, and me with them. I want to meet the captain of a private yacht that can bend the rules upstairs.
Fine. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I have to inform the owner.